नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं राजर्षे रामकृष्ण च गोकुले अग्रिष्टजानुभिः पद्भिः विचक्रमतु अञ्जसा कालेनल्पेन राजर्षे रामकृष्णश्च गोकुले अग्रिष्टजानुभिः पद्भिः विचक्रमतु रञ्जसा कालेनाल्पेन राजर्षे रामकृष्णश्च गोकुले अग्रिष्टजानुभिः पद्भिः विचक्रमतु रञ्जसा
began to walk very easily in Gokul on their legs by their own strength without the need to crawl. Purport: instead of crawling with their knees, the babies could now stand up by holding on to something and walk little by little without difficulty by the strength of their legs. Oh,
कालिन अल्पिन राजर्षे रामकृष्णश्च गोकुले अग्रिष्ट जानुभिर पद्भिर विचक्रमतु रञ्जसा. ओ किंग परीक्षित, विदिन अ वेरी शॉर्ट टाइम बोथ राम एंड कृष्ण बिगन टू वॉक वेरी इजीली इन गोकुल ऑन देयर लेग्स बाय देयर ओन स्ट्रेंथ विदाउट द नीड टू क्रॉल. टू टेक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवस, especially the elevated subject of Srimad, elevated subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then coupled with a very very special occasion, being the elevated, being the appearance of a very elevated associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Gadadhar Pandit. So it's a double tall order, the twin tower of great elevated realizations that the Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Gadadhar Pandit embody. So today, just to accept purification on the and to celebrate and honor these Vaishnava Tithis is an act of determination. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Bhagavad Gita in the purport to Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, that the determination to follow festivals such as Ekadashi and to follow the tithis of the appearances and the festivals glorifying the appearance and the disciplines of the Vaishnava Acharyas brings great potency by just following them. And to follow them means to hear, glorify, and assimilate their teachings and try to embody those teachings in our spiritual lives will bring a great amount of leap of transcendental consciousness. And therefore here, this is the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we reach the epitome of Krishna Leela, where Krishna is personally crawling in the courtyard of Nand Maharaj. And this is the aspiration of the great souls, to just visualize, to constantly meditate on this wonderful sight, how baby Krishna is crawling in the courtyard of Nand Maharaj. And here Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, they are always worried about calamities that could
threaten the safety and the happiness of their two beautiful babies. Prabhupada mentions in the previous purport that this in the spiritual world there is anxiety, there is crying, and there are other feelings similar to those of the material world. But because the reality of these feelings is in the transcendental world, of which the world is only an imitation, Mother Yashoda and Rohini enjoy them transcendentally. Therefore, these emotions of great anxiety, worry, and anticipation of meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all very much exemplified in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, when we go to understand and read from the Chaitanya Bhagavad, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit in Navadvip. And when Nimai was a great scholar, he was always moving in a very seemingly arrogant way, and constantly manifesting his scholarship in a way that would completely belittle everyone that he would meet. And every time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be, the first time actually, both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Gadadhar Pandit met, was in the when Sri Ishwarapuri came in the house of Gopinath Acharya in Navadvip, when he came to stay there for several months. And Srila Ishwarapuri, seeing the disposition of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, who is none but the Bhakta Shaktikam, the incarnation of this internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to assist in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, Srila Gadadhar Pandit was exemplifying this beautiful characteristics of tender-heartedness, nature of devotional service. So Srila Gadadhar Pandit represented the mindless of the love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Seeing this wonderful disposition, Srila Ishwarapuri requested Gadadhar Pandit to come and read his composition, Sri Krishna Lilamrit. And so much was the ecstasy in which Srila Gadadhar Pandit read, brought tears of jubilation to both of their hearts. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later came there. And then this is the first time when Srila Ishwarapuri, his spiritual master to become in the near future, requested him to edit his composition. And later on, when he was defeated by Srila Ishwarapuri, after he brought about some anomalies, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, when he met his spiritual master, he was indeed very gladdened that such a great personality like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur could see a great anomaly in his presentation of how the world could become a better place by the possibility of freedom, independence on the mundane level. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later would meet Srila Gadadhar Pandit sometimes on the path, on the streets of Navadvip, and then he would ask many scholarly questions, and he would ask, what is the meaning of liberation? And Srila Gadadhar Pandit would explain from the various points of scriptural understanding, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, would very easily defeat. And then he would say, you come back tomorrow, thoroughly revising your scriptures, and tomorrow again we will debate on it. And Srila Gadadhar Pandit, being a personality of essence, would not want to fall into useless argumentation and debates. So he wanted to avoid Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when he would come in his presence, he would be attracted by his beauty and his presence, but he would become discomforted by the attitude of the Lord.
Sometimes we are very happy to be in the association of Vaishnavas, but we become uncomfortable by certain attitudes of the Vaishnavas. But Srila Gadadhar Pandit continued to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was continuously attracted. And this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet Srila Gadadhar Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit would pray that such a wonderful personality like Nimai should become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. In fact, the devotees were constantly praying as they were seeing this beautiful features and the attractive qualities of Lord Chaitanya Nimai, that soon he may become a devotee of Lord Krishna. So when Nimai went to Gaya, and when he came back, returned from Gaya, he was initiated by his spiritual master Sri Ishwarapuri, and he came back, he was drowned in tears of ecstasy. He came back and the tears were shedding from his eyes like streams, as if like Ganga had found another source. And in this way, he met Sriman Pandit on the way, and he said, "Sriman Pandit, I am completely in grief, I am grief-stricken, and I wish to meet and express my grief tomorrow to all of you. So please meet in the house of Shukalambar Brahmachari, where we will meet tomorrow. And please invite all the other Vaishnavas." In fact, Nimai always took upon the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and accepted them with grace. And now he wanted to again submit his grief, the grief of separation from the Lord, with the Vaishnavas. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back the next day in the house of, in fact, Sriman Pandit was plucking the beautiful flowers from the jasmine tree, which were giving unlimited flowers. And as he was plucking these flowers along with the Vaishnavas, every day the Vaishnavas would do the simple service of plucking flowers for the Lord. These great souls were like, you know, so meticulous in their devotion that they would do a thing like picking flowers, and they all would be picking flowers together. So as they were picking the flowers together, that's how intimate exchanges of love take place when devotees are performing devotional service collectively in a very genuine way. And Sriman Pandit was very happy. And that's how the devotees are very sensitive, either to a distress or a happiness of another devotee. And seeing the pleasure on the smile and the face of Sriman Pandit, they inquire, "What is that brings you so much happiness?" And he said, "Well, I met Nimai yesterday, and he was so much in absorption of ecstasy, in separation of the Lord, that he was shedding tears of ecstasy in separation. And finally our Nimai has become a devotee of Lord Krishna. And this is what he has brings us happiness. So let us go. He has invited us to come to the house of Shukalambar Brahmachari today." And Gadadhar Pandit was hearing. So that's the importance of Vaishnava association. We always hear something which is important, and that will bring about further opportunities to expand the pleasure to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord. So when devotees perform devotional service together, then there are always certain unexplored opportunities available to see how the pleasure of the Lord can be expanded. So Gadadhar Pandit was a little skeptical, because he had a very personal experience, because he got a very special treatment from Lord Chaitanya Nimai. So he was a little skeptical, but he still decided to go anyways. And then when they met, Mahaprabhu was in continuous state of emotional ecstasy, and he was constantly shedding tears, and he was He was requesting to the Vaishnavas, where is Krishna? I have lost sight of him. Can you all help me? I am convinced in this way, seeing the Lord in his great ecstasy, the devotees felt jubilant, and then the devotees, Gadadhar Pandit was there. And seeing Gadadhar Pandit, he said, you are such a pure-hearted soul. You are a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, you are the devotee of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna since your birth. And you have never been spoiled by the mundane scholarship that I was so much attached to and become arrogant of. Therefore, I beg you to help me to see, to regain the vision of Lord Krishna back again. In this way, when Gadadhar Pandit saw this wonderful displays of emotion, even Gadadhar Pandit swooned in ecstasy and became unconscious. And Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Nimai, he blamed. Just because I was so attached to my mundane scholarship, I am not able to see Krishna now. All of my previous offenses have become the impediment to experience this ecstasy. In fact, this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu, how he was humbling himself before the Vaishnavas. This way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confided in Gadadhar Pandit always. He was a constant companion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, when they were all walking together once, Mahaprabhu was going along with Gadadhar Pandit in the forest, and they saw a parrot. Mahaprabhu picked up the parrot and caught hold of the parrot, and he requested the parrot to sing the glories of Radha and Krishna. The parrot, being requested and being touched by the Supreme Lord, became ecstatic and chanted the names of Gaura. Gaura, Gaura, chanted the parrot. And Mahaprabhu became frustrated, seemingly externally, and left the parrot. Freed the parrot. And did not want to do anything with the parrot. Mahaprabhu had come in the role of a devotee. He wanted to predominantly explain or wanted to represent the mood of a devotee, a mood of a Vaishnava. And therefore this was becoming a rasabhas, that he was glorified, at the same time he was supposed to display the features of genuine humility and devotion. So Mahaprabhu was requesting the parrot, please chant the names of Radha and Krishna. And again the parrot chanted Gaura, Gaura, knowing that the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as Radha and Krishna. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with some devotees also would go to some beautiful places in Navadvip, and being enthralled by a wonderful atmosphere, once Gadadhar Pandit garlanded Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with beautiful flowers. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Gadadhar Pandit sit next to him, and the devotees all started to worship Gaur Gadadhar. In fact, Sri Gaur Gadadhar were the worshipable deities of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this is this Bhakta Shaktikam, Srila Gadadhar Pandit is inseparable associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would give comfort and ecstasy to the Supreme Lord. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit, where is this beautiful? In fact, once Mahaprabhu went to the house of Ratnagarbha Acharya, who was a contemporary of Vishwambar's, Nimai's father. And when he went there, he was attached to reading Bhagavatam with devotion. He was genuinely reading the Srimad Bhagavatam with great, genuine, devotional ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu happened to visit there, and he became so ecstatic that is said, in fact, from the moment he became so attracted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, go on reading. And he roared. The people were completely amazed by the sight of the Lord being so much an ecstatic. And Gadadhar, and he was so much in uncontrollable ecstasy that Gadadhar Pandit was there. And he said, please, do not read any further. In this way, Ratnagarbha Acharya stopped reading and Mahaprabhu regained to normal external consciousness and requested and asked, "Did I become restless?" And then Gadadhar Pandit was now always accompanying the Lord. And in this way he asked once, "Where is that blackish boy with a yellowish complexion of clothes who had a peacock feather slanting on the right?" And he was asking these questions, "Where is?" And he said, I don't see him anymore. Where is Krishna?" And Gadadhar Pandit very comfortably said, "Krishna is within your heart." And Mahaprabhu, with his nails, started to rip apart his heart. And Gadadhar Pandit comforted the Lord and prevented the Lord from going into such an extreme condition. And Sachi Mata was seeing Nimai, who had come back from Gaya, and he was constantly shedding tears, crying in separation from Krishna, that she could not understand how to relate with Nimai, and said, "Gadadhar, you are able to comfort Nimai, so you be constantly by his side." Once Mahaprabhu was worshipping Shaligram Srila and so, and told Gadadhar Pandit, "Gadadhar, I am a grahastha, I am supposed to worship Shaligram Srila. But by just when I touch the Shaligram Srila, when I touch this beautiful form of the Lord, tears continue to flow from my eyes and my clothes become wet and I become completely contaminated that way. I go and take bath, again I come back, again I begin to worship Shaligram Srila, and again tears flow from my eyes and I am not able to control this ecstasy, and again I have to go and take bath. This happens again and again, and I am not able to worship, perform the worship which I am supposed to do. Please Gadadhar, you worship Shaligram Srila on my behalf." This is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would constantly confide in his deep emotional ecstasies with Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, Srila Gadadhar Pandit was once accompanying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Advaita Acharya, and he was worshipping the Shaligram Srila with tulsi leaves and Ganga Jal. And he was worshipping, and immediately Srila Advaita Acharya saw Sri Vishwamar coming, said, "You are a cheater. Finally, I will not allow you to cheat anymore. I will expose your greatness and your identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the entire world." And Gadadhar Pandit said, "But you know, Nimai is like a mere lad. He's like a boy. Why are you calling him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Still now, Sri Advaita Acharya had not exposed the greatness of the Supreme Lord. And he said, "Stop considering Nimai as a mere lad. He is none but the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And I will declare to the whole world and expose the glories of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, to the entire world." This way, Srila Advaita Acharya later, in this way, he went to Shantipur and he wanted to test his own devotion. "I want to call out, just as I call out the names of Lord Krishna, begging him to appear in this world, I will beg the Lord who worships me as his master, and I will test my own devotion by allowing the Lord, by forcing the Lord to accept me as his servant." This is the determination of a devotee. He does not request, he does not require any kind of impetus or motivation, praise, honor, glorification, respect to continue his enthusiasm in bhakti. The test of devotional service is that how much we are willing to be accepted by everyone as a mere humble servant. And this is where Sri Advaita Acharya performed his devotional service in that great mood of genuine humility. In this way, again and again, once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar Pandit that, "I am soon going to leave all of you and going to take sannyas." And it was Srila Gadadhar Pandit who accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu till Katwa, and he was present at the occasion where Mahaprabhu was shaved, his beautiful hairs were shaven by the barber, and he was given the sannyas by Keshava Bharati. He did not want to leave the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited Srila Gadadhar Pandit to, in fact, before this, Gadadhar Pandit was accosted by Mukunda and he said, let us visit the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, a very great soul. And then Mahaprabhu previously had cried out, Pundarik, Pundarik, where are you? Oh my father. Devotees wanted to know, who is this great soul? So he said, this soul is living in Chatagram and he worships the Ganga. He never puts his feet in the Ganga. He has so much reverence for the Ganga that he worships in seclusion where when people are spitting, cleaning themselves and polluting the Ganga, he never wants to enter into Ganga by putting his feet. He worships the Ganga by bathing in Ganga and then only performing his morning duties, his regular devotional services. And therefore, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a great soul. Gadadhar Pandit was accosted by Mukunda to visit the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi was lying on a bedstead made of wood with stone inlays, and there was a beautiful cushion with three layers of ornamental cloths. There were two mirrors and he was chewing betel nut with pan and is constantly watching in the mirror, the red lips, two mirrors with red lips and chewing the pan. There were servants who were fanning him. Gadadhar Pandit, when he went and saw, he was a simple brahmachari, never had to see so much of opulence, and he was feeling that this person seems to be absorbed in material attachment. And Mukunda understood the mind of Gadadhar as he was becoming very doubtful. Immediately Mukunda chanted the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which glorified Krishna as the deliverer of Putana, who came to kill, but yet Krishna blessed Putana with the position of being the nurse in the spiritual world, and glorifying the merciful and compassionate nature of the Supreme Lord. Immediately Pundarik Vidyanidhi, swooned in ecstasy, he started to throw away everything that was surrounding him, and he went about tearing his own clothes, his beautiful Sintan clothes, throwing away all the paraphernalia that got mixed up, and he fell onto the ground unconscious. And Gadadhar Pandit was about to understand, and he realized that such a great soul as Pundarik Vidyanidhi wanted to counteract his offensive tendency by accepting initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and thus he accepted initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was accosted by his friend Narendranath Malik to visit a great soul, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he did not want to meet him initially, thinking that they all are of the similar nature, initial inhibitive tendency, a kind of a cloud or cover or of pre-monition, of pre-conditional understanding. So Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Charan, at that time when he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he realized the greatness of the soul, of this great soul, and he surrendered and he accepted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his spiritual master in his own heart. This way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constantly was associating with Srila Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, Mahaprabhu awarded Srila Gadadhar Pandit the residence near the in Jagannath Puri, in the Tota Gopinath Gardens near Yameshwar Tota, and he offered him to worship the beautiful deity of Gopinath. This Gopinath deity manifested in fact, when Brahmaji, when he saw the Supreme Lord Krishna in the beginning of the creation, this deity manifested, this form manifested in the heart of Brahma, and this was worshipped by Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was Mahaprabhu's constant regular schedule was to go in the early morning to worship Lord Jagannath in the temple, then take the Mahaprasad to the Bhajan Kutir of Haridas Thakur, and later in the afternoon would come to Tota Gopinath and visit Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And Srila Gadadhar Pandit, he would reminisce, he would relish the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam every day, 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours constantly. Srila Gadadhar Pandit was attached to reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mahaprabhu was attached to hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj was explained, was read by Srila Gadadhar Pandit, after completing the pastime, Mahaprabhu said, "Start over again." And he would not allow Gadadhar Pandit to stop reading unless he had heard over 100 times. This one is Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining this beautiful pastime while taking on a yatra to Jagannath Puri. And he was saying that this is the standard of attachment. Standard of attachment or advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon how much we are tasting deeper mellows in the same subject matter and not the tendency to get something new. This is the sign of a neophyte, as Maharaj was explaining. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified the standard of taste and absorption in bhakti by going into the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam deeper and deeper and deeper. In fact, Srila Prabhupada had that same faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, before leaving for the Western world, Prabhupada was preparing himself to write on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and when he had completed the first 2 cantos, then he decided, yes, now everything is available. Now I am equipped with the mercy enough to distribute. This is the strength of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was so skeptical, the others were so skeptical that Swamiji going to the West is not good. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he carried the Srimad Bhagavatams and he begged that, please bless this Srimad Bhagavatam, this is going to the West. In fact, how would the Bhagavatam go without the pure Bhagavat accompanying? Therefore, the person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat received the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, and Srila Prabhupada embarked on his journey. He had few cereals and a few pair of clothes and few personal belongings, but his major consignment, his major baggage were the crates of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This exhibited the faith of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, when he went to Battle, Pennsylvania, in fact, he went to meet a friend in Agra, this Mr. Manoj Kumar Agarwal, and he would say that, "I would want to go to the West and preach." And then he said, "My son," he went to the West to get a degree in technical, in engineering, but he was captivated by a Western lady and he got married there and he is now lost. So Prabhupada just told to him, and then Prabhupada got a letter saying that, a letter from Sally Agarwal, and Prabhupada could make that connection. And then Srila Prabhupada was very smart in one sense. He wrote a letter, he got the letter, he made all the proceedings without telling anyone in Battle, Pennsylvania, that he is coming. Generally, when someone invites us, we say, "Yes, you are coming," confirming. And Srila Prabhupada did not confirm until he left from the Calcutta harbor, from Calcutta. Prabhupada wrote a letter that time, and it took 1.5 months to reach. In fact, when Prabhupada was landing Boston Pier, that was the time when Sally Agarwal got the letter. And she was shocked, because earlier a dozen of invitations were there that were being sent, but no one turned up. And this time, this Swamiji is coming, and he's coming now. She was shocked. He said, "Gopal, he's coming. He's finally coming." And they were like, they sent someone to pick Srila Prabhupada from the butler bus stand. Prabhupada had a crates of Srimad Bhagavatam. He didn't come alone. He didn't come alone with some few suitcases. He had crates of Srimad Bhagavatam with him. And Prabhupada comforted them. They didn't know how to host Swamiji, so they didn't make any arrangements. Prabhupada was staying in the living room, and they were having meat, they were cooking meat, they were storing meat, And Prabhupada never said a word. Prabhupada did not make them uncomfortable. And they would hear music, so said, yeah, you can do what you want to do. Please continue. And Prabhupada would be... So they were thinking, what to do with the Swamiji? He is here. So they would thought that they would arrange some meetings every day, every night. So one day they wanted to do a big program, so they thought, this, when she saw that letter and Prabhupada's passport picture, where Prabhupada is in bare and has a sannyas cloth wrapped around him, and Prabhupada's face is very grave, a little frightening, and she was really, really scared, and so she was thinking, if people will see Swamiji, they will not be able to understand. So she first made a public press release in the newspaper so that they could expect what was coming. So then this way Prabhupada went later to New York, and then he did not carry the crates with him. But then so much of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada was convinced that he gave the Srimad Bhagavatam to Captain Pandi on the ship only. He was so convinced. And any newcomer who came, the new devotees, we start with Bhagavad Gita. He said, first read Bhagavad Gita, then start with Bhagavatam. Prabhupada sold copies of Bhagavatam to newcomers. This was his faith, that if they simply carry, if they simply touch Srimad Bhagavatam, they will be energized with the power of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is how Srila Gadadhar Pandit represented the faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mahaprabhu reciprocated with the faith in the taste and attachment and absorption in the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, bhakti is very simple. There is nothing new that has to be obtained through our endeavors. It is only the depth of which we can actually connect and acquire the grace of the Lord. Not moving laterally to newer pastures, but by digging deeper in a place and going deeper into the nectar which is there in every syllable of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada has translated each and every syllable of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He has not given an overview. He has not given simply translations. He has not just given purports. He has given word-to-word translation, having the complete faith that if anyone reads even a word and even a translation of these wonderful compositions of Srila Shukdev Goswami and Srila Vyasdev, a person's heart is bound to become purified. Srila Gadadhar Pandit was so much attachment, but once Nityananda Prabhu came to Srila Gadadhar Pandit and he brought, they both met in ecstasy, they were great friends, and he brought, said, I brought some nice rice paddy from Bengal. This paddy was not an ordinary paddy, this was an amazing, fragrant and divine rice. So Gadadhar Pandit cooked a little spinach growing wildly in the gardens, and he brought a little more shark. He prepared nice shark, spinach, rice, and cooked with great devotion and served with great devotion, and Mahaprabhu appeared there and he said, so you are trying to enjoy these delicacies alone? And Gadadhar Pandit invited Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu to have the prasad, and Mahaprabhu glorified the ingredients brought by Nityananda Prabhu, cooked by Gadadhar Pandit and offered to Gopinath Diti. And this way, these great personalities enjoyed this beautiful, wonderful pastimes, which has become the source of our liberation. So, this is way where Srila Gadadhar Pandit was once, when Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, Srila Gadadhar Pandit requested the Lord that I also want to go. But Mahaprabhu said, you have taken Kshetra Sannyas, you have taken the vow of service to the deity and the vow of living in Jagannath Puri Dham. You must not come with me and spoil my reputation. But Gadadhar Pandit said, seeing you is serving Gopinath a million times, and as regards to my vow, I will make sure that I will not travel with you. I will travel alone. And in this way, your reputation will not be nullified. Mahaprabhu requested, please do not make this transgression and do not come. As Mahaprabhu was going to Katak and then crossing the Mahanadi river, he ordered Gadadhar Pandit to stay back. Gadadhar Pandit and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gadadhar Pandit fell into ecstasy and he felt unconscious, being separated from the Lord. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comforted Gadadhar Pandit, saying that this is how Krishna has protected the vow of Bhishma. Similarly, today, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has protected your vow. In this way, he was explaining that Mahaprabhu was more tortured in separation from you, and he has executed greater difficulty in leaving your association just to protect your vow. And just imagine, this is how Nimai, this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves you. So this is why Gadadhar Pandit served. And when Mahaprabhu went to Ramkili and he met Rupa and Sanatan, and both of them told that this is not how one can go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the place where one has to taste the mellows of deep devotional service in seclusion. So please avoid going to Vrindavan with so much of following. Mahaprabhu came back just following the orders of even not disciples, but taking cue even from these beautiful devotees. Srila Prabhupada also took such various hints. When he was actually, first heart attack that took place in New York, one old doctor came who was not available, and he was a very cranky old medical professional, and he said that this Swami is he's praying too much. That is what he came to know by putting the stethoscope. He was a cranky fellow, but he could understand. At least that was how Srila Prabhupada revealed to him, that you know, this old man is praying too much, he needs some exercise. Prabhupada heard this in a little, Prabhupada was a little sick that time. But Prabhupada took this very unseen, not seemingly so unimportant suggestion, and a very a passing remark as a very important instruction, as a very important instruction to follow. And imagine, Srila Prabhupada from then onwards had morning walks every day. Just imagine, there's a nature of a Vaishnava to Saragrahi. Even from the filth, a Vaishnava can extract the beautiful essence. Similarly, Pravan told Prabhupada when he was distributing Back to Garden magazines, why are you distributing this magazine? Why don't you write books? That's how Srila Prabhupada got the courage to again follow the instructions of his spiritual master. So this is how one can look forward to tune in to the grace of the Lord coming through so many wonderful, so many various unknown, unforeseen sources. And Gadadhar Pandit, when Mahaprabhu came back and he said that I have come back, I could not go to Vrindavan simply because I offended Gadadhar Pandit. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then, Vallabh Bhatt would come and wanted to explain his commentaries, and which were very disturbing because it seemed to even override the instructions and the commentaries of the previous acharyas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this was like a prostitute, was not very much commendable. So no one would hear Vallabh Bhatt's commentaries. But he found that Gadadhar Pandit was a little milder. He was a sannyasi, but he was a mild nature. So he went and forced Gadadhar Pandit to hear his commentary. And Gadadhar Pandit could not resist, he being a great scholar, and didn't want to disrespect him. Though with his heart, he did not want to hear it. Mahaprabhu chastised Gadadhar Pandit and did not allow him to come in his association for hearing from Vallabh Bhatt. Soon, Vallabh Bhatt was transformed by the association of Gadadhar Pandit, and he, who was so attached to the form of Bal Gopal, worshipping in Vrindavan, became attracted to worshipping Krishna in the Kishore feature. And then, Vallabh Bhatt was also initiated by Srila Gadadhar Pandit into the mellows of higher conjugal rasas. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performing his final disciplines, pastimes, entered into the form of Gopinath, dancing, and all the devotees went into great feelings of separation. And Srila Gadadhar Pandit continued to serve, but once he was serving Gopinath, but he was so old, he was not able to offer the cloth. and the proper paraphernalia to decorate the form of the Lord. And the Lord, Gopinath deity is a very huge deity actually. So the Lord sat down so that Gadadhar Pandit could worship him in his loving devotional way. And to this day we have this deity of Gopinath which is sitting just to reciprocate with the beautiful, loving, devotional sentiments and the bhava of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And therefore Mahaprabhu appeared in this world with his loving associates. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Just so that when we take to the process of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the process of devotional service, we are often contaminated with so much of materialistic association, contaminated with offensive tendencies, contaminated with the previous conditionings, impressions, and to chant the holy names of the Lord with great feelings and ecstasy, it is only possible when Panchatattva will remove all our offenses to the chanting of the holy names. And therefore, Srila Gadadhar Pandit has appeared so that we can all experience the beautiful transcendental ecstasies of taking the shelter of the holy name without offenses. The Panchatattva will remove all the offenses that are constantly endangering our march, progressive march on path home back to Godhead. And therefore these beautiful occasions are a great asset for a practicing devotee to tune in to the mercy and to the great blessings of the great souls, the great associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So humbly just praying for my personal purification and advancement, we can all pray to Srila Gadadhar Pandit to develop that immense faith, attachment, absorption in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and to constantly be in the mood of humble, accepting follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Srila Gadadhar Pandit, when he was chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be in the mood of Rukmini Devi. Even if Krishna chastised and Krishna teased Rukmini Devi, Rukmini Devi was not dissuaded from her attempt to give in complete chaste following of the Supreme Lord. Even if Krishna said, you go and marry someone else, I am such a useless person, Shishupal was better choice, and you know, so many things. But Gadadhar Pandit is in the mood of Rukmini Devi. Even if the Lord forsakes Gadadhar Pandit by externally becoming angry on hearing from Vallabh, but Srila Gadadhar Pandit always remained in the humble, submissive mood to Mahaprabhu. This is the mood of Srila Gadadhar Pandit that we can all aspire, which is a very exalted and a very higher state of realization. This is like a small bird trying to fly the high skies, or a child just blabbering just to please the parents. I have just tried to humbly attempt to glorify Srila Gadadhar Pandit and to receive some grace and drop of the mercy on this wonderful occasion, hoping that you'll all pray for me and for all, so many of the devotees, and continuously flood in the ecstasy of Mahaprabhu's preaching movement by tasting the mellows and then distributing to the entire world. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samvita Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Thai Gaur Premanandi.